He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is June the 13th. Thursday the 13th today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And you're listening to Bill Gunderson along with Paul Carlson, who had some soggy sneakers today. I think he tracked in some soggy stocks. But we're safe. We're all safe here today. The rain has abated. The floodwaters have receded. And the canoes are back in our garages. The S&P 500 is up 10 points today. 2,889. I'm seeing a little bit of starch come out of the shirts of the market here, though, since it did open. The Dow, which was up triple digits a while ago, now up just 68 points. A lot of this is oil-related. We'll get to that in a bit. But the Dow is comfortably above 26,000 right now at 26,072, up 68 points. The NASDAQ up 0.5%, up 41 points to 2834. The small cap index is up 0.7% to 1530. Crude oil is the story of the day. It is up $1.50 this morning, getting back above $52 per barrel. Gold is up $3. Little bit of conflict going on in the world. That's sending gold up 0.25% to $13.39. Silver's up a nickel to $14.81. The 10-year, a little bit of a move here to safety today, 2.11 on the 10-year. It was up to 2.15 here, I think, yesterday, and a little bit of a move to safety here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We had back-to-back losses in the market the last couple of days on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I don't know, just from my perspective, it looked like normal profit-taking to me. You know, you get a 5-6-day run in the market, 6 days in a row, and a lot of the momentum stocks kind of leading the way. It seems like they were overdue to cool off a little bit, and that's what they did on Tuesday and Wednesday. And, of course, so far today, we're getting a little bit of a boost out of energy, oil prices, and the energy stocks. Crude is up what percent is crude oil? It's up 3.2% today. Now it's above $53 per barrel. It's up $1.67 per barrel as there was an incident in the Gulf of Oman, otherwise known as the Straits of Hormuz. And, you know, you got to believe that probably Iran and Russia has an 80% dependence upon oil prices for their economy. Nobody knows yet. There's an investigation taking place as to what went on, but there was an overnight attack on two tankers in the Gulf of Oman, and that has sparked a sudden turnaround in oil prices. The incident comes 1 month after four tankers were sabotaged in the Gulf of Oman off the UAE port of Fujairah in an attack the U.S. linked to Iran. And, of course, Iran's best buddy is Russia in Putin there. And that's what the theory is, at least right now. It was an oil tanker owned by Norway's Frontline, FRO. Ouch. Struck by a torpedo. How is Frontline stock doing today? FRO. That stock is, I can't get a quote up here on FRO. Is it up there for you, Paul? Do you see FRO?
Slow on my side, too.
Yeah, something happened. Just we got a little burp coming through the internet here. We'll get it back up here in a moment. But anyways, it was a torpedo. According to the shipping newspaper Tradewinds, the second ship has been identified as Kokuka Courageous, managed by BSM Ship Management. There's Frontline. Up 9.8%. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that takes a tanker offline, right? So they got to raise their rates. Shipping prices. They have 61 vessels. Now they have 60. One is at the bottom. I don't think it's at the bottom.
Well, there it is.
That's not good. It's not going to be back in service anytime. There's a picture of it on the news channel right now. It's not a Carnival cruise at all, and it doesn't look like there's oil leaking into the Gulf, but I can't believe that there wouldn't be an oil spill too. The energy stocks are having a good day. We have no exposure to the energy stocks, and we have no exposure to energy-related fixed income bond market. Every Thursday, we get the jobless claims, and once again, a very low number, 222,000. Anything under 300,000 is considered very good. Of course, 222 considered extremely good. So we still have a very, very tight labor market. I mentioned yesterday, I was listening to an interview of the two CEOs that are trying to merge their companies, United Technologies and what's the other one that makes the Patriot?
Raytheon,
that's right. And I heard the CEO of Raytheon say that, you know, we've got about 30,000 job openings, something like that, but we can't find qualified people to fill those jobs. So I think that's another testament to the fact that it's a very tight labor market out there. Turkey. They were our friend at one time. They were our ally, but they've pretty much gone the other way, teaming up with Russia. They want to buy our fighter jets, but they want Russian anti-defense, and that's not going to fly with us. U.S. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan sent his Turkish counterpart a letter warning that Ankara would be pulled out of the Lockheed Martin fighter jet program unless it changes course from its plans to install Russia's S-400 missile defense system. Well, Turkey is not going to back down on that, so we'll see where that. Another hot spot in the world for you. A bright spot in the market. You know, I sent out, I think, 5 tweets yesterday that really caught my eye. And the first tweet that I sent out yesterday was Argentina's ETF, ARGT. Look at that move yesterday. Look at that breakout over the last 3 days. I really didn't know what was going on there other than the chart. You know, usually the first place you see big news or something good bubbling under the surface or even something bad bubbling under the surface is the stock chart. Right, Paul? I mean, yeah. And all of a sudden, you know, I can't be following micro news all over the world, but today I see why it's bubbling higher. Argentina's Mauricio Macri, who is their president, chooses a moderate running mate. Okay, well, whatever that means, that boosted their market yesterday. And it now the polls have showed Macri narrowly trailing the main opposition ticket. Macri became president in 2015. He's a very much a pro-business candidate, and it has been good. Argentina's back in the financial markets with their sovereign bonds, which they've defaulted on several times in the past. But Macri has been pretty good for their economy. And now they're finding that Argentina has one of the largest oil reserves in the world. And they want to develop that. Vaca Muerta. Vaca Muerta, which is roughly the size of Belgium. It's one of the world's largest onshore oil and gas plays, but it's still in the early stages of development. So Argentina, ARGT, that ETF taking off right now. Huawei is not going away. In fact, they are looking to trademark. They have their own operating system that they've developed in a sign that they're maybe deploying a backup plan in key markets as U.S. sanctions threaten their business model. The move comes after the Trump administration put Huawei on a blacklist last month and barred it from doing business with American tech companies like Alphabet, whose Android system is currently used on Huawei phones. There you go. Google is involved with Huawei, and now Huawei may have to come up with their own operating system. A lot of individual companies in the news when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the final or the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio. I was just looking back at my Seeking Alpha articles here. I'm getting back in the swing of things, writing a few articles for Seeking Alpha once again. The last one I wrote was back in September of last year. It was titled "An Explosive Large Cap Growth Story." And the article was about ServiceNow, which I own in my Premier Growth and in my Ultra Growth portfolio. I was just looking at this. It's just quoting it. I look at thousands of charts during the week. There are a lot of strong stocks right now, but this is the best growth story that I found all week, and it was ServiceNow. Well, now at that time, point in time, was trading at $196 per share. And I'm looking at it here, 6 months later or so, and it's at $272 per share. And I showed pictures from my Best Stocks Now app, which went through the valuation that I had on the shares. And went through the performance of the stock, and it was ranked 117 at the time, and bang, there it is. That's the last article I wrote for them. We had a little parting of the ways there for a while, but I think we're back together again, and I should have some articles, hopefully a couple a week, coming out on Seeking Alpha going forward. All right, Alibaba, we got to check in on China today. You know, China's markets were perky. On Tuesday, Paul, I was looking, like, look at BABA, B-A-B-A. You can see all of a sudden it got a little...
A little bounce?
Yeah, a little bounce there, like Friday, Monday. And then all of a sudden those protests in Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah.
And that did not help. And Alibaba is a tremendous growth story. Just a tremendous growth story. But... as long as these issues and not only the trade war with the U.S., but also the dissension amongst the folks in Hong Kong, I'm just avoiding the Chinese market almost entirely. But Alibaba did a record $25 billion float in New York in 2014 on the New York Stock Exchange. Now they're going to do a follow-on listing in Hong Kong. The move could raise another $20 billion, and that would provide Alibaba with additional capital to fund their new initiatives like cloud computing and HEMA supermarkets. It will also give mainland investors their first direct access to one of China's biggest success stories. Of course, that's Jack Ma at the helm of Alibaba via the Stock Connect trading link between Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Shenzhen. So we'll get some Chinese investors in there. We'll see if that – I do not own this stock at the current time. Colorado has now generated more than $1 billion in total state revenue from the marijuana industry. Another milestone for the state that legalized cannabis in 2014. It's going very well. It's creating tens of thousands of jobs, tax revenue for the state, filling up buildings for landlords, and reducing crime, Governor Jared Polis said in May. Pot sales contribute to the state's general reserve fund, as well as the education and health care. This education is being brought to you by the cannabis trade in Colorado, including mental health services and youth drug prevention programs. Illinois recently became the 11th U.S. state to approve cannabis for recreational adult use. So there you go, past $1 billion in revenue for Colorado. Now, we talked to somebody that had just moved here from Colorado, and we were down in Sarasota, and they claimed that the homeless population has also increased. So I don't know what the actual stats are there, but that was their observation. How about Netflix getting into the gaming industry? I find this to be a very interesting story. Now, I've been disappointed with my Netflix stock. It has been mired in that 350 area. Look at that chart. Since mid-January, it's just gone nowhere. It had that big spike after the fall sell-off, and then the day after Christmas, it zoomed. It went on a run from 230 to 350. Paul, that's a 50% move in about a month, and it's been consolidating that move ever since. But Netflix is looking for 28% growth in earnings this year, 73% next year, and over the last 5 years, it's averaged 52% growth in earnings. It's hard to not own that stock as one of the great growth stocks of our day, completely disrupting an entire sector of the economy, the media sector. Netflix is currently ranked number 1,310 in the app. But the story is they're getting into a new business. They are going to push into the video game industry. They're going to release a mobile game in 2020 based on their hit original series, Stranger Things. The game will be in the style of a 1980s Saturday morning cartoon and will integrate Google Maps so players can explore the upside down hidden around them in their daily travels and work with fellow fans to fight back its emerging evils. The company made the announcement at the E3 gaming conference, but made no reference to a rumored expansion into video game streaming. Well, I got to believe that they're headed there next. And, you know, we know that AMD is powering Google's streaming business, online streaming. And I got to believe that Netflix is headed in that direction. Okay, Paul, would you rather have a Walmart employee walking in and stocking your refrigerator, or would you rather have a Target employee, you know, refilling?
How about neither?
Neither. Target fires their latest shot in the delivery wars. Somebody needs to come up with a publicly traded company of delivery people, right, that you can trust. They're bonded. They're pre-screened. You know, they wear orange suits, so you know they're coming. Whatever. Maybe that's a startup we should work on here in Mount Pleasant. Target is bringing its same-day delivery option to the masses, leveraging a service called Shipt. Be careful how you say that. S-H-I-P-T, a platform it acquired for $550 million. See, somebody already had the idea. They came up with a shipping platform, and Target bought it for $550 million. Instead of a $99 annual membership, shoppers in 47 states across the country will have the option to get online items delivered the same day, but you got to pay for it. $9.99 per order. That's what it's going to cost you to have it delivered same day from Target. Of course, this puts them up there with Walmart that has same day delivery, Amazon. I remember ordering a tortilla press one day, and 2 hours later, someone knocked on the door with my tortilla press. Go figure. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the market hanging on to its gains, maybe even picked up just a little bit of steam, but it's mostly in the oil patch. from what I can tell, a little bit in the NASDAQ. I haven't really broken it down to see where the action is in the NASDAQ, but as soon as the show is over, I will be getting into lots of individual charts. I sent out about five or six tweets yesterday, and I put up my daily blog this morning of my observation of yesterday's action. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to read my daily fishing report of what I've been finding in the market on a daily basis. And, of course, we've got Seattle, which is about 6 weeks out right now. That's July 30th, July 31st, August the 1st. We'll be there for 3 days meeting with folks. And if you'd like to snag one of those reservations, we ought to do it on, what's that reservation app when you want to go to a hot restaurant? Open Table. Yeah. We should have openappointmentwithbill.com or something to that effect. But if you want to snag a reservation, very highly prized reservation with us while we're there, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com or call Edie at 855-611-BEST. You know, some of the very best IPOs over the last several years, two of the best, have been Visa and MasterCard. You can look up how those stocks have done since they went public. And people are always asking me, what's the next hot thing? Well, a company by the name of Square went public in 2015. And Square went public, let's see, I want to say about $10 per share, somewhere in there. This was Jack Dorsey's other business. His first business was Twitter. He is the mastermind, or whatever you want to call it, behind the Twitter platform. Square is a point-of-sale software that manages receipts, inventory, sales reports with analytics, feedback, etc. Square went public in 2015 at $10 per share. Today it's $71.46 per share, and it's been over $100 along the way. And it's had very consistent sales growth of about 40 to 50% per year. And if you look at their last four quarters of earnings growth, plus 86%, plus 86% again, plus 75%, and plus 83%. So not only have you had phenomenal sales growth at Square, you've also had phenomenal earnings growth. And there's a story out today that Square's Cash App download growth outpaces Venmo. And, of course, Venmo is PayPal's equivalent of Square, a competitor. Venmo's year-over-year growth dramatically slowed, while Square's came in at a hotter-than-expected rate. I continue to own both of those stocks, PayPal and Square. And Square's had a nice little bounce here recently. It was kind of just, I don't know, testing its support levels here over the last several months. But all of a sudden, Square's moving in the right direction. I've seen earnings estimates moving higher for Square. And the stock following those earnings expectations has also been moving higher. It's a $30 billion company. Currently trading at $71.50, and I do own Square at Gunderson Capital Management. Speaking of Jack Dorsey, his other company, Twitter, which has not been, Square's been a much better performer than Twitter has. Twitter went public at about $18, $20 a share. Today it's $36 a share. It has not been a very good performer over the years. Now, they're doing a better job recently of monetizing Twitter, but it's still not a stock that shows up in my valuation and momentum screens. And there's a report out today, Moffitt Nathanson is trimming their price targets. They're becoming more bearish on Twitter. I do not own Twitter stock. The stock is down 3.8% today. But I do own Dorsey's other venture, Square. I went fishing when I first arrived here. Went out with a fishing guide. See, I'm not a guy that's in the water every day fishing. I am in the stock market, but not in the redfish market. Man, he put us on some redfish like you cannot believe. In fact, Paul, I've been working on a little painting here. Let's see if I've got it. Of my son-in-law. Holding about a 10-pound redfish. See that?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
We caught about six or seven of those guys, and boy, I'll tell you, it helped to have a fishing guide. But the point of the story, when I was all done fishing, he says, well, that'll be $400 plus a tip, which I knew up front. I wasn't carrying $400, but he says, no problem. He says, just give me your credit card. Scanned it with his iPhone. We're out in the water still.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. He got his $450 plus a healthy tip. You know, I gave him a dollar tip. You know us Scandinavians. No, I gave him a healthy tip for leading us to some trophy fish and one of the best fishing trips I've ever had in my entire life. And I do use the product called Square. Is there a day that goes by that there's not bad news on Facebook?
I don't think so.
I'm starting to wonder about my Facebook. Hey, the stock is up today.
It is.
It's up, and it's not a bad chart.
Nope, it's good.
And it's an excellent value, and their earnings have been growing by 72% per year, but it just seems like Zuckerberg can't avoid bad news. Now Facebook, they've uncovered emails that seem to connect CEO Zuckerberg to a knowledge of questionable privacy practices. This could present a new public relations snafu for a company that's endured a long string of them. Oh, yeah. Boy, howdy. I've watched a lot of them. I even took a long break from Facebook, hoping they could get their act back together. I currently do own Facebook. But now they're saying that Zuckerberg is back at it again, or he was involved in a cover-up, something going on there. And the stock is having a very good day, however. It's up 1.2%. I think at the end of the day, it comes back to earnings. Earnings are expected to go up 32% this year at Facebook. And over the last 5 years, their earnings have averaged 72% per year. So it just seems like it's a necessary evil. But TechCrunch is claiming that Facebook used a now-defunct app to gather personal and sensitive device data on about 187,000 users. The bulk of those users were in India. That information, which could include their web browsing history, their encrypted messages, and mobile activity, came via Facebook's research app, which was banned from the App Store earlier this year. So, boy, I tell you what, they just can't seem to avoid bad press over there at Facebook. There was a big IPO yesterday. I kept my eye on this one, CrowdStrike, and I added it to the app this morning. Now, it takes about 3 months of trading activity before we can get a ranking on the stock. It looks like it's not one that we'll be able to do a valuation on because as of now, there aren't any earnings estimates. There isn't any analyst following, but there will be once that quiet period ends. I'm looking at their sales growth over the last 4 years or four quarters. Sales up 77%, 109%, 149%, and 108%. So I have earmarked this one to keep my eye on it, CRWD. Here's the impressive part about this stock. It's already a $13 billion company. All right, so this is not a startup. It is a security software company out of Sunnyvale, California. Already $13 billion in market cap. It had a big debut yesterday at $40 a share. Today it's $63 a share. This is one definitely to keep your eye on. CrowdStrike. It was up 87% yesterday on the IPO. Well, there's a couple of debt offerings. We'll see if we have any interest in those, huh? And then our featured stock of the day produced very good earnings yesterday. And it's having a pretty good day. It's come back quite a bit, but having a decent day here today. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared?
Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Paul, I'm going to do a little segment here called Buy, Sell, or Hold on these bond offerings, okay? You got me in the habit every day of at least looking at what's being offered out there. The first one, Cumulus Media, okay? They own radio stations. It's a micro cap. They're offering $500 million in senior debt, and they're going to pay me 6.75%. How can I pass that up?
You have to pass it up. It's a sell.
In other words, if they've got to borrow money and pay me 6.75%, there's a problem there. A micro cap. That's why we like to pair the bonds that we buy with Best Stocks Now. And Cumulus is a stock that was $65 per share in 2015, and it went clear down to $1 per share. I wouldn't pay it if they offered 10.75%. The second one, and check this on the Best Stock Now app, Harsco, HSC, they're offering me 5.75 over the next 9 years. How can I pass that up? 5.75%. Where is it rated in the app, HSC?
That's actually 409.
Well, now, okay, number 409 overall, okay. Yeah, okay, it's had a pretty good run here recently, but I want to say Harsco is a small cap. They provide outsourced and on-site mill services to metal producers, railroad maintenance equipment, and scaffolding. It doesn't sound like the most secure. You don't want to fall off that scaffolding, you know, that they built. I think I'll pass on that one also. Then one other that I thought I'd just mention here, let's not forget, Voya is calling a 5.5 note for redemption. See, now they're recalling it early. Why would they call it early?
Because they can get a lower rate if they float another issue.
Exactly. They're going to redeem the 5.5 and they're going to turn around and float another one at a lower rate and save some interest rate expenses. So that's another factor that we have to take into account, is whether or not these notes are callable. Okay, before I get to my featured stock of the day, do I want to do this? Well, why not? TheStreet.com, which was valued at one time, $1.7 billion is where TheStreet.com, which is basically, revolves around Jim Cramer. They're getting bought out. Is it $28 million?
That was 16, 17.
16, wow, 17. From $1.7 billion. And we're taking Cramer's stock advice?
We're not.
When he can't run his own company? You know, that company lost money for every year it was in business. And, of course, he provides premium subscriptions and this kind of thing. And his sales have been dropping like a rock over there at TheStreet.com. the proof is in the pudding. I mean, his own company went from $1.7 billion back in 1999 down to $16 million. That is an absolute slaughter of that stock. All right, one that's doing better today, Lululemon, okay? And we do own Lulu here in our ultra growth portfolio. Lulu beat earnings by 4 cents. They beat on revenue. Their comparable sales were dazzling. And the stock right now, it was up higher. It has come back to earth, but it's still up 2.7%. The stock did break out this morning. Now, Lulu on the Best Stocks Now app, and by the way, while we're at it, see if Lulu sells bonds. I doubt it, but check.
Yeah, they don't.
Nope. Okay, Lulu is ranked number 36 out of 5,141. Now, that's a lot better. Lulu was a great idea by somebody. In fact, it's now a $23 billion idea. So while Cramer stock has been going in the tank, Lulu, which is headquartered in Vancouver, British Columbia, has been exploding to the upside. Headquartered in Vancouver, they operate and franchise 440 athletic apparel stores in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., and New Zealand. It's not a dividend payer. I own Lululemon in my ultra growth portfolio. An investment in Lululemon 10 years ago has delivered an average annual return of 38% per year, which is triple that of the market. Over the last 12 months, it's up 79.3. The market's only up 3.3 over the last 12 months. Lulu gets a momentum grade of A, and my valuation is double. I have a $342 target price. The stock is currently at $175, giving it a potential double opportunity. You know, there's a lot of what ifs between now and a year from now, but that is my 5-year target price based on earnings estimates of $548 this year, annual growth rate of 18% going forward, and a reasonable multiple on those potential earnings 5 years from now. $342 is my target price. Lulu comes in at number 36 out of 5,141. 1 year ago, it was number 153. And how has it done since then? Well, over the last 12 months, it's up 79.3%. Paul, tomorrow's newsletter day. You want to write the newsletter so I can go fishing and take the day okay. off? Okay, it's yours. You All can right. have it. No, we'll be writing the newsletter tomorrow. We'll be sending it out as soon as it's done, as soon as I am happy with the product. And once again, we'll be looking at that macro picture, that all-important macro picture, which has kept me in the market almost entirely for the last 10 years. How valuable have those market calls made by me every single week been to you, whether you're doing your own investing or learning about the markets? You know, if you learn the one most important lesson about the market, it's earnings, earnings, earnings. Get the newsletter, sign up for an appointment with us in Seattle, or if you'd like to have an appointment with us no matter where you're at around this great land of ours, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.